Our reading for today, I'm actually reading from the NIV and the Message about John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus. Mark 1, verses 1 to 8. The beginning of the Gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As he preached, he said, "The real action comes next. The star in this drama, to whom I'm a mere stagehand, will change your life. I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life." His baptism, a holy baptism by the Holy Spirit, will change you from the inside out. This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, I'm going to do a little talk today, and I've called the talk Walkabout. Okay? The word refers to a rite of passage during which male Aborigines would undergo a journey during adolescence, where they would live in the wilderness for a period possibly as long as 6 months. In this practice, they would trace the paths or some song lines, and I absolutely love that little bit of song lines, that their ancestors took, and imitate, in a fashion, their heroic deeds. And when you look at the collage there with Joseph and Mary and Jesus almost ready to be born, they're our ancestors, aren't they, really, in a sense? Could walkabout possibly be the same for us in our Advent season? It's a time when we prepare our hearts in anticipation for the wonderful gift that God has given us, his son Jesus. It's a time when we can connect with our creator God. Could it even be a time when we search our own hearts and try and work out our relationship with Jesus? Our walkabout can take many forms. It can happen in many ways. To walk about, we need to walk. And before we walk, we have to take steps. Could one step be to look at where we position God in our lives, where he is positioned in each of our days, where he is positioned in our homes and our families and our workplaces? Advent is the time of year when we ponder. Maybe we search or even yearn. We're looking for what's missing inside of us. Could it possibly be the time that we need to allow God's story to be a much bigger and more important part of our story? I think in the time of Advent, we have pockets. Pockets of time, pockets of glimpses, moments, quiet times. We see things. It's a time to have conversations with our God. It's a time to really get to know Jesus. It's a time to understand a few bits more of why we are here. It's a time to start asking questions as a family, as a couple, between friends, with neighbours, about Jesus and what his coming was and is all about, and sharing what it has done for us. There are many ways to find answers to that yearning deep inside all of us. Talking with one another, reading, watching, listening, quiet times, prayer, reflection, walking, breathing in air, breathing creation and all its wonders in every day. Our children ask questions all the time. They learn with everything that they do. They watch us, they listen to us, they imitate us. Start a talk about God, about Jesus, next time you're sitting around the meal table, while you're walking with them, when you're driving them in the car. You may be surprised at what they say, how they see God and Jesus, and how freely they may talk to you about them. This Advent, invite friends over for a meal, and while sitting and chatting, ask them what Advent means to them. At your workplace, ask someone, what's the true meaning of Christmas? The end of every year is also always very busy. It's not the way that it has to be. It's not the way it should always be. We get so tied up with the packaging and the parties and shopping and lists and festivities, it really is full on. But it does not have to be like that. It does not have to be that way. It could be simpler and more meaningful for each of us. It could be a time where we challenge those around us to simply reflect and look at things differently. A time for us to see what's wrong, what's missing, and what could be happening in their lives as well as in ours. Let's unwrap what it's about. What does that say? Because I can't... Love. Maybe that's what it's about. Do you think that's what Christmas is about? That God loves us so much? Do you think? And what about... Oh. It's a very good fit here. What's that? Jesus. Do you think that's what it's about? Yeah? What could the next one be? If we've got love and we've got Jesus, what could be the next thing? How did you know that? My goodness, why not? Let's see. Oh, what does it say? How about that? We won't touch the strings because we don't want it to turn around the wrong way. You go and sit over there for me. Go and sit back on the flat bed over there and you'll see all of them when you're looking. How about that? I thought you guys might like something like that. So maybe that's what's inside the presents. That's the real presence of Christmas and Advent, isn't it? About, what is it? God and Jesus and love. And because God loved us so much that he sent Jesus, isn't it? Yeah? And sometimes we forget about it when we're busy and we're having too much fun, don't we? And we shouldn't. Okay? So it's not just about the wrapping paper and the boxes and the bags and the ribbons and the bows or about shopping until you drop. It's not about the lattes and the cocktails and the office parties. It's not about trying to get everything done in time or being the best, going to the right places for meals to be seen. It's not what we wear or where we go. It's not about all these things. It's about a journey in our heads, a journey in our hearts, a journey in our families, and a journey in our homes. It's a journey as we follow Mary and Joseph and the unborn Jesus. It's about how we prepare ourselves for that journey, what we pack and what we leave behind. It's about what we see is essential and what can be given away. It's about what we discover on our journey. It's about who we discover on our journey. It's about how we respond to what we experience on our journey. Step back from the hustle bustle. Step back from the busyness. Step back from the tinsel and the ball bells. Step back from the consumerism around us. Step back from all the media and all the hype in the world. Step back, sit down, have some time out. Step back, sit down, and and close your eyes. Step back, sit down, close your eyes and hold your hands together. Step back, sit down, close your eyes, hold your hands together and ask God, especially this year, to fill in the missing words, the verses and the passages about the whole meaning of Advent. Step back, sit down, close your eyes, hold your hands together and pray for Christmas to truly fill your heart, your mind and your soul from today on. Step back and give thanks to God. Invite Jesus into your life. Ask for guidance, for clarity and for wisdom as you search Advent, the adventure of the season of Christmas.